So let's review. The last Mishnah in the fourth parak teaches, Achas l'shloshim yoim, misharin es alishka. Every 30 days, the prices of goods supplied to the Beis HaMikdash would be set. If prices would fluctuate during that period, the Beis HaMikdash would always get the lower price. Furthermore, im hisliya seiles, hisliya loy, vim hichmetz yayin, hichmetz loy. If something happened to the goods supplied to the Beis HaMikdash, the suppliers would always take responsibility and replace it. The Mishnah teaches that suppliers would only be paid when the sacrifice was brought on the Mizbeach. However, the Gemara rejects this, stating that Kahanim is Vizenheim, and they would never let items become spoiled, and thus they were paid upon delivery of the goods to the Beis HaMikdash. Hagna la Chatruma. The fifth parak, Elehein HaMemunin, begins by listing 15 actual people who were assigned to the various tasks in the day-to-day operation of the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah begins, Elu hein ha'munin shahayu b'mikdash. The following were the names of the people who held the various responsibilities of the day-to-day running of the Beis HaMikdash. Yechonon ben Pinchas al ha'chisamas. Yechonon ben Pinchas sold the payment vouchers for the wine, oil, and flour that people purchased for their nesachim ingredients. Achia al nesachim. Achia would receive the payment vouchers and give out the actual ingredients for the nesachim. Masya ben Shmuel al ha'fayasas. Matya ben Shmuel was in charge of the lotteries to determine which kahanim would work and which mishmer in each avodah. Psachia alakinen. Psachia was in charge of the sale of the birds that were used for the sacrifices of the yeladis, the zav, and the zava. This person had to deal with people from all around the world and needed to be completely conversant in all 70 languages. And in fact, the Mishnah continues, Psachia zehu Mordechai, v'lomenek rishmoy Psachia, Psachia was in fact none other than Mordechai Tzadik from the story of Purim, who is famous for his knowledge of languages. Ben Achia al choli hamayim. Ben Achia would diagnose and treat stomach illnesses and other unwellness experienced by the Kahanim, who would walk around barefoot in the Azar while doing the Avodah. Nechunya chayfer shichin. Nechunya was responsible for the waterworks, wells, and other infrastructure related to the Oile Regal, making sure that there was ample water and amenities for all the people. Gvini Kurz. Gvini was responsible for announcing the time to begin the service of the daily Karban Tamid. Ben Gever on the Ilas HaShaar. Ben Gever was responsible for the opening and closing of the various gates. Ben Bavi, Mamuna Alapakia. Ben Bavi was responsible for preparing the wicks for the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Ben Arza ala Tzolzol. Ben Arza was responsible for the musical instruments used in the Beis HaMikdash. Hugres ben Levi al Hashir. Hugres ben Levi was the conductor and arranger for all the music that was played in the Beis HaMikdash. Beis Garmu al Maisa Lechem Aponim. The family of Garmu was responsible for the baking of the Lechem Aponim. Beis Avtinas al Maisa HaKetoris. The family of Avtinas was responsible for the preparation of the Ketoris mixture that was brought twice daily in the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'alazar ala pareches. Alazar oversaw the craftsmen who prepared the 13 pareches curtains that hung in the Beis HaMikdash and that were replaced each year. U'Pinchas ha'malbish. Pinchas would oversee the clothing of the Kahanim, which were worn on a daily basis in their avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara now brings the opinions of Reb Chizki and the Rabbanan that they have differing views as to why these 15 people were mentioned. One maintains that these 15 represent the outstanding people spanning all the generations in the specific tasks mentioned, whereas the other maintains that the Tana of our Mishnah was specifying the names of the particular people in his generation who were responsible for these various tasks. While on the topic of great tzaddikim who were praised for their actions, the Gemara cites several psukim which allude to great milestones that were achieved in the teaching and spreading of Torah throughout history. Amar Biyayna. Ksiv lochena chalak loy berabim vesatzum michalak shal. Zu Rebbe Kiva, shehiskin mishnah medrash halachas vagadis. This pasuk in Yeshaya alludes to Rebbe Kiva, who restored the Torah and passed it all down to us through his handful of talmidim after his 24,000 talmidim passed away. Amar Bavo, umishbachi seifrim yeshvi yavitz, shasu asatayrus sfaris sfaris, chamisha loy tremetruma, chamisha dvarm chayav machala. The Gemara praises the Tanoim who, by numbering the various teachings, help Bnei Yisrael remember them for posterity, as we see by the various Mishnayos such as five people may not take Truma, five grains are Chayav Mechala, and so forth. The Gemara cites another pasuk which refers to Ezra as Ezra HaKohen Sefer, as he too would number the various Torah teachings for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. Despite all the efforts of the previous generations of Tzaddikim and Talmid Chacham, the Gemara brings the following teaching to show that we still fall short from what we can really accomplish. Reb Chagai b'shem Reb Shmuel bar Nachman, Hirshenim Harshu, Vizaru, Nichshu, Kishu, Adru, Katsru, Amru, Dashu, Zaru, Beru, Tachnu, Hirkidu, Lashu, Kitfu, V'afu, V'anu, Ein Lanu Malecho. Despite all of their superhuman efforts, as depicted in the many steps of preparing bread, from planting, weeding, reaping, grinding, kneading, baking, and so forth, our Torah study is still so far from what it really could be. Rebbe Bar Zmina b'shem Reb Ze'ira, In haven kadmoin malachin anon b'nei anash, v'in haven b'nei anash anon chamorin. If the previous generations can be compared to angels, then in comparison, we are mere mortals. And if they are mere mortals, we are barely animals. And not even like the donkey of Pinchas ben Yair, who had the holiness of his master and would not eat untithed produce, as we see in the story in the Gemara. The Mishnah had listed Pesachia as being the one responsible for the Canaan. The Gemara here adds that he knew all 70 languages. Mefarshim explained that as we know, all Sanhedrin members needed to know all 70 languages. The difference is that Sanhedrin members had to understand 70 languages, whereas Pesachia knew how to speak in all 70 languages and knew all the nuances and slangs of all 70 languages. His keen ability in languages is further illustrated in the next two stories. Amar Reb Chisda, Pamachas Yavsha Eretz Yisrael, V'lo Yadu Mehechen Lehevi Aymer. Eretz Yisrael experienced a drought, and barley crops could not be found from which to bring the carbon Aymer. V'havetaman Chad Ilam, V'havet Yosef Chad Yodei Al Gagos, V'chad Yodei Al Tzrifim. A certain mute was trying to communicate by placing one hand on a roof, Gagos, and one hand on a hut, Tzrifim. Pesachia understood what he was trying to communicate, and told the Yidden to go and look for barley at a place called Gagos Tzrifim, or Tzrifim Gagos, which they did, and found barley crops from which they brought the carbon omer. Pesachia exhibited this keen ability to understand people in several other similar cases that are brought in our Gemara. Ben Achaya would treat stomach illnesses, as we had mentioned in our Mishnah. The Gemara explains, Aidei shahoyu hakehanem ahalchen yecheifen ala ritzpa, v'hoye oichlen baser v'sheisen mayim, hoyim boin l'dei choyle mayim. As the Kohanim would walk barefoot on the floor of the Azara, and frequently be eating meat from the Karbanos, they would often contract stomach illnesses. V'hava yada haidein chamer tav l'mayaya, v'haidein chamer sam l'mayaya. Ben Achaya knew how to administer proper treatment to the Kohanim via different types of wines to heal their ailments.